Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us here today. We hope you're all staying warm and cozy, because it got a little chilly here in the Pacific Northwest last night.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, we laugh about that, but November is often we have the coldest weather, and it's always a week or so before Thanksgiving. This time it's a little bit earlier, but hey, we've been having great weather, we've been loving it, and you know, we hope that you are getting out there as people in the Northwest do. And this weekend, of course, you can always visit Vitamin Life because their free natural health lecture series continues as always. And so they've got something this weekend on Saturday from noon to 1:30 on matcha tea. Next weekend, November 17th, it's going to be the health benefits of collagen. But look, in December, they don't do these normal lectures. They have the Women's December Winter Celebration, which they do every year, which is kind of fun. They give away lots of gift baskets and have all sorts of activities. So check our website, because that will be going up shortly at ConsciousTalk.net.
Also, just want to remind you that Danielle Gibbons, who channels Mother Mary, is going to be giving her 101 for highly sensitive people and empaths. It's a relationship course. It starts on November 13th. It's a day on November 13th, then again on the 20th, and then again on the 27th. And if you want to register for that, registration is going to close next Monday on the 12th. So you can go to belovedpublications.com to read more about that, get more information, sign up and register. Mother Mary gives some of the best classes around, and you learn a tremendous amount. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so we've heard it said in the spiritual community that suffering is optional. We've seen in many of us the deep desire for a change in our human condition, yet suffering continues. So is there a path out there for our situation? Well, we'll talk to Les Jensen, author of Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior, and we'll get his take on how he sees our dilemma and where we might find an answer. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, today's special guest is Les Jensen. Now, Les is an author, he's a radio host, a speaker, an energy master, and visionary. He's committed to promoting personal empowerment and his life purpose of being of service to others. So we love that. And in that vein, Les created New Human Living in 2009 and also hosts New Human Living Radio, sharing insightful conversations with guests who are shaping the future of human consciousness. Our intersection with Les is through his book, which we just read, called Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior. We're going to find out what that's all about. Les, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you, Les. Your book was very good, very interesting, some of the things that you wrote about. But I have a question about the title, Forgiven Sinner. You know, I was raised in church. And then when I grew up and got away from church, I had a lot of really interesting experiences in my life, and I know you have too. You talk about them in your book. But I came to realize that, at least from what I understand, and I know Rob does too, that there really is nothing for us to be forgiven for, and there really aren't sinners. We just make mistakes, and we come here to learn. So I thought your title was really interesting. Why did you choose that title?
Well, I agree with you that we came here just to learn, and the notion of sin is something that a human being conjured up sometime in the past, mm-hmm. and started the wake of the idea that sin even exists. So I chose Forgiven Sinner because so much of humanity has been raised under this notion of sin. Mm-hmm. And if I see myself as a sinner, or to use a more generic word, as guilty, if there's some kind of guilt in my consciousness, then how can I possibly see myself as worthy?
Mm-hmm.
And so to abolish the notion of sinner, and that's what forgiveness, as a mechanism, that's what the idea of forgiveness, to be forgiven of our sins. And again, I'm not embellishing the idea that sin is real. Nobody's ever broken a karmic law. But conceptually, until we can truly see ourselves as innocent, I guess I could have called it innocent sinner.
Yeah, that's right.
But I really get your point, Les, and that's what I wanted you to point out to our listeners. This is not a religious book. It's not about preaching about any of that.
Right.
And that's why I wanted you to explain the title, that, yes, we do hold this concept that we're guilty of something. We don't even know what it is. And we take on that guilt, and then we live that out as being unworthy of being God presence that we are, and that makes life very difficult and painful.
Yeah, it's hard to think of a better control mechanism than the concept of original sin. I mean, hey, you come in and you're already guilty,
so
you're in trouble. Well, so let me ask you this, Les. I mean, what in reading your bio, you spent years in the broadcast industry as a television engineer in various places around the country. So, what led you to think about writing a book about sinners and saviors? I mean,
I grew up in a very staunch religious household, and I just wasn't seeing any traction with the idea of what religion was peddling to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, millions of people, if not billions, attend some kind of religious ceremony on a regular basis. And if the Kool-Aid, if you will, if the Kool-Aid of what religion is teaching us had any traction at all, we would be moving farther away from suffering on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything's going on, we're spending more money on war. We're more divisive of ourselves. We're not moving towards heaven on earth. We've been moving away from heaven on earth. And to answer your question, a curious thing I think my soul had in mind when it chose this life path of mine is to put me in front of television transmitters. Because I dealt with a million-watt transmitter, and a million watts is more than enough to destroy anything you can put your hands on.
Yeah.
It's a lot of power. And I had to scratch my head for a long time about what power is and how it applies to the, quote, salvation, unquote, like we need salvation, to the healing of our human demeanor. And being raised, we were told God had the power, and we were worshipers. We wouldn't get it. And so the reason I wrote the book is to heal our relationship with ourselves, with our own divinity, the God consciousness within ourselves now.
Yes, and that's was pretty much answers the next question about don't saviors by their very definition save, you know, aren't they the ones that save us? But what you're really saying in the book, Les, is that we are all saviors, basically. We are God presence. So, you know, we're splintered or fractured parts of God or creation or that huge consciousness that is who we are.
Sure. Every single religion has had a savior come and go. I mean, we've been through oceans of saviors. Mm-hmm. And if it was up to them to save our asses, we'd be done. It'd be over with. But now, Jesus in the Western religions, I don't want to discount him whatsoever. Such a powerful, powerful persona. But when he came and left, the Roman Empire was entrenched in war. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't curb the suffering of humanity very much at all. He planted a seed for us. He said, hey, come on, belly up to the bar. You're going to do everything I'm going to do and more. Get to it. So he was a healer. He performed miracles. Do we see ourselves as healers, as the ability to perform miracles? That's what's going to happen when we heal. I see oceans of awakened, enlightened, powerful personas coming out of the everyday person.
Yeah, and that's probably what went wrong, right? Lest we took it on as we're not worthy, we're guilty of something, we are less than, and right. We have been, no matter how many saviors have been planted on this planet that we consider saviors, because we don't consider ourselves as saved, and there's nothing to save, really. They've come and gone over eons of time, and if they are supposed to save us, then why haven't we been saved, basically? Why do we still have war? Why is there so much separation still?
Yeah, the clues have always been there. I mean, the whole idea, everybody knows the phrase, the kingdom of heaven is within us, that kind of approach. But we keep looking outside ourselves for the answer. And how many times have you heard that, Les? I mean, it seems like an endless string of, even in the spiritual community, the answers are within, but what's wrong here? What are we missing? And when we come back, you know, why don't we get it, I guess, is the question. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Les Jensen. We're talking about his book, Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we'll be right back.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power PH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and today, like every day, you know, we have so much fun. I mean, we love meeting these people that are actually thinking a little differently than you're going to hear in mainline media, and bringing you those alternatives, different thought, new thought. You know, it's those people on the cutting edge that really interest us, because you can, you know, read the books of those folks that have been around for years, and you know, we talk to them sometimes, but what's really thrilling to us is to meet other people who have been on this path of exploration, and it's a path of discovering who you are. And that's what Conscious Talk is really about. And we hope that you're enjoying being on the journey with us. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our special guest today is Les Jensen. He wrote Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior. And if you want to learn more about Les and the work he's doing, you can go to newhumanliving.com. That's newhumanliving.com. Or Les Jensen, it's J-E-N-S-E-N, and that's Les with one S, lesjensen.com. So Les, we were discussing in the last segment about the title of your book. Having read it, understanding where you're coming from, being very conscious and aware that you are. You know, I was scratching my head when Sara, who, by the way, is a great publicist. I love her. You have a really good publicist. When she sent me the book and I thought, Sara, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
A book on sin and forgiveness, and you know better than that. But but really, Les, the truth is, and you said it in the last segment, millions and millions and millions of people will go to their house of worship every Sunday, and some religions it's a different day, and worship the God that they believe they are not. And that's part of the problem, is it not, if it's not the whole problem?
Well, sure. You know, it is a huge problem. Never once, not a single time, did some glowing deity of any form, of any religion, descend from the heavens and stop the guns of a war. Never did a glowing orb descend into the slums and wave some kind of magic wand and convert the slums into palaces. Every single time there was change, there was a human being present, flesh and bones. Mm-hmm. And the idea that if we just, you know, sit on our fannies and pray to God, billions of prayers have been prayed already for the end of suffering, and here we are quite entrenched in a karmic quagmire.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
The solution isn't God. God's not going to come fix this, reaching over our human shoulder to wipe away our struggle. It'll be us recognizing our own divinity and the role we have to play as divinity incarnate.
Mm-hmm.
We are the saviors of our human condition, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you feel less that's where the complete confusion is, or where we drank the Kool-Aid and bought the lie that we are not God incarnate, or we're not the Savior incarnate? That we, you know, it's so interesting. We talk about free will, and that's what we have. We have free will to create, or if you will, co-create with all that is. Anything and everything we want, yet here we are, if we understand that concept, we're creating more and more suffering, more and more struggle, more and more separation all of the time.
Well, sure. You know, when you look up at the sky at night and you see the Milky Way galaxy, you can imagine how many different paradigms are being played out across the galaxy. I'm sure there's a planet where all the consciousness on the planet is quite aware of their divinity, and it's not even in conversation because it's an accepted truth.
Right.
But here on this planet, you say, boy, howdy, your God incarnate, and perhaps in Eastern religions, they're like, well, finally you figured that out. But in Western religions, they drag you out back and flog you because they consider that blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, even in the spiritual community, and we separate that out from the religious community, our saying was always that religion is the politics of God and spirituality is the experience. That, you know, that was the old saying. We often say, you know, when something happens that seems way out of whack from our point of view, we go, I guess it's meant to happen. It's all meant to be because here it is.
Mm-hmm.
So people kind of get hung up on the idea of there is this plan, that God has a plan. What do you think about that concept?
So if there's a plan, is there some kind of a finish line? Did God, Goddess, sit down and draw out some kind of a template of what, quote, heaven would look like? There's nothing in consciousness that stands still. And as human beings, as consciousness incarnate, if you will, we chose as souls, we chose consciously to go so far into the darkness that we would forget our own divinity. And that's happened. And now, after many, many millennia of time, we've come to a point of transition, and it's time for us to wake up now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I work on television transmitters, the idea of power is the idea of a difference. If I have a dead battery and I have a charged battery, there's a difference between the two. So if I have truth and then I have fear, and I immerse so far in the fear that I've created an immense amount of difference from the truth. As a culture, we've embedded ourselves in fear and shame and guilt. Mm-hmm. And that gives us an opportunity, a powerful, powerful opportunity. I suggest planet Earth is one of the most advanced classrooms for an old soul to incarnate into, to learn the power of consciousness because of the darkness, how dark we have descended into karma. Mm-hmm. So if you're alive on this planet right now, your soul chose a very, very, very powerful life path. But if your ego can't buy into it, you're not going to have an opportunity to experience powerful paradigms of unconditional love operating in you, through you, as you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we often speak, and not necessarily in these terms, but maybe people will understand this. We often say that, you know, we have to have the integration or marriage of ego and soul. There has to be an integration there to be able to come out of the muck and mire. Would you agree?
Well, we have free will. We don't mm-hmm. have to have that integration. But if we choose to integrate our egos and our soul, yes, that's a very powerful combination to experience mm-hmm. a human being walking around on a planet immersed in darkness. Yes, the ego and the soul coming into step with each other. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest the heart is perhaps the third power element of that.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, definitely.
You know, one of the things that I've always loved about this concept of the concepts that we're talking about is that Earth has, you know, we've always called it Earth School, et cetera. I like to look at it as this incredible cosmic library where all of this information is stored here, and all of the tools, kind of the creative tools, are here and available for us to play with. You ever notice how things, when something new, quote, comes on the planet, and somebody imagines it first? I mean, they're not digging it up, you know, except they're digging it out of their own consciousness, and that's where the creativity flows from. The things are created. I mean, way back when, they thought about flying to the moon before they could even fly, stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, we call it inspiration, but it's all here. And I've always found that fascinating.
Oh, indeed. The idea behind prayer isn't to say a prayer and then go sit on your fanny and wait for it to happen.
Right.
The idea of prayer is to ask Source Consciousness, what are the paradigms that would alleviate what I'm experiencing, the suffering? Mm-hmm. And the answer to the prayer comes into us from within us. The answer to the prayer comes into our own consciousness from Source. And that becomes an action item for us to take action on. Prayer mm-hmm. is the beginning of a process of creation. Mm-hmm. But yet billions of people have prayed, and here we are still in the quagmire because they expect God to handle that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's yeah. never intended to be that way.
Yeah, it's a way of letting themselves off the hook.
Yeah, it reminds sure. me of you know, praying the prayer when you're on a roof and everything's flooded and you're asking for help and, you know, a boat sent and helicopter and all that. And then when we die and go to heaven and ask God, why didn't you save me? He said, well, I sent you a boat, a helicopter, or whatever the other items were. But it's interesting. Well, we're here with Les Jensen. The book is Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior, and we'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey folks, we're back with you and we're listening to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference and hopefully making a difference in your life. You know, knowledge is great, but knowledge is not enough if you don't act on it. So when you get a piece of information that really stirs your soul or opens your heart, take action on that if you can. And I know you can. It's a matter of will you? Because we do have free will. And all of this sort of ties in with this conversation that we're having this morning with Les Jensen in his new book, Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior. And to learn more about Les, you can go to newhumanliving.com or Les, That's L-E-S, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N.com.
Well, so Les, I guess we're figuring out that we're the savior we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
Not, there's nothing outside us. But so let's talk about forgiveness. I mean, obviously, big part of the title of your book. So why is it important?
If we don't forgive ourselves, then we have a sense of guilt. We have a sense of unworthiness. And forgiveness really is a permission to ourselves. There's no external mechanism that has to happen for forgiveness to hit its mark. Forgiveness is something we give ourselves. The experience we have as human beings on a planet, as atrocious as they have been over the eons of time, were choices of human experience that our souls chose to have. Nobody's ever broken a karmic law. And to forgive ourselves, it gives us permission to show up in our truth, show up in our authenticity. And that's very important if we're going to play out a powerful paradigm. And humanity wants a powerful paradigm to heal itself. And it's going to be through human beings like you and me.
Mm. And so is it forgiving ourselves and each other, or simply forgiving ourselves?
Well, the more you forgive yourself, the more you're going to end up forgiving others.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, to forgive all that has happened forever. The idea that the past somehow holds an aspect of ourselves that we're lesser than, that we're somehow unworthy because we have, quote, sinned, that we have, quote, offended the gods, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That idea has been conjured up by man, and there's no truth to it. So if mm-hmm. we hold this idea of guilt or sin over our heads and then have to give ourselves permission to forgive ourselves, we're just delaying our own life, our own truth, our own potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the other concepts that you talk about in the book is purity. You know, we've all heard about that, about how we have to be pure, how we have to toe, certain lines, et cetera. So what does that have to do with our, quote, salvation?
Well, purity directly determines what you are or are not able to manifest. If I have an immense amount of guilt and shame for myself, if I have unresolved karmic imprinting in the form of anger, in the form of limited belief, I'm not going to be able to manifest at any kind of a powerful level at all. And then to flip that over, Jesus is such a wonderful example. He pulls his friends off to the side and says, here, hold my beer, check this out. And he turns himself into pure light.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pure of any karmic imprinting. And mm-hmm. so he's performing miracles. He's mm-hmm. creating out of thin air because there's no thought contrary. I suggest to you the notion of faith. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, if you have no thought contrary in your conscious or subconscious mind, it will come into form. It will manifest.
Yeah.
And we call that miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've confused this idea of our, you know, thoughts and beliefs with, you know, what we consider, you know, we often think of purity from the religious point of view of, you know, it's all about what you're doing, but it's really about what you're believing.
It's about the energetic composition of your personal energy persona.
Right.
To say it in a physics term.
Right.
Darkness by itself consumes power. If you think about a vet with PTSD panhandling on the corner, when he went into shock on the battlefield, he quit experiencing the moment, and he took all the pain of the moment and pushed it into his subconscious as a huge karmic imprint.
Well, hold that thought. Les, hold that thought. We're going to finish up that when we come back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We're talking with Les Jensen. We'll be right back.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, I remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website, and every guest on the show will have a guest page where you can find out information about them, how to click through to their websites, how to click through to Amazon on their books if they're available there. And, you know, it's just our way of putting out that information so that you don't have to try to write it down, because most of you are driving. You're listening to this in your car. You're on your way to work. And, you know, this is our personal zoo, but meaning we have a bunch of animals, but this is not a morning drive zoo. This is an empowering hour for you to open up your mind to some new thought. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our special guest that we're visiting with here today is Les Jensen. His book is Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior. And Les, we're talking about karmic imprinting. And you were sharing, you know, just a simple example of, let's say, a veteran who's on the street begging for money. Do you want to go into that and explain what you're talking about as far as that karmic imprinting?
Yeah.
Sure. The that paradigm of being a vet loaded with their psyche, loaded up with PTSD, hell, if they get a cold tonight, they might die. They're on the fringe. They're running on fumes of consciousness. For myself, I thought myself a television engineer for decades, and then the cosmic 2x4 opened me up like a bug on a windshield. And the way that happened was an immense amount of anger. I wasn't an angry person. An immense amount of anger came flowing out of my consciousness when I was in an episode with a psychiatrist. And in that moment, my whole life changed. The engineer in me said, wait, time out. Where is all this energy coming from, and why haven't I been aware of it? This is 20 years ago. And so I've been purifying my consciousness. And the more I purify my consciousness, the higher caliber inspiration I could receive by purifying myself. I move myself into energetic alignment with a higher and higher divine idea of what was possible for my own personal life. So when we talk about forgiven sinner, God's last savior, all of us have the ability to connect with a higher wisdom, a higher truth within us. But if we're not pure, there won't be an energetic connection, and we'll miss the mark. We'll miss the information, and we won't be able to have a vision of our future that it isn't any better than our karmic imprinting itself.
So, Les, would you say this contributes then to people who are, you know, poor and beggars on the street, from beggars on the street to people who can barely survive each day in the world because of that karmic imprint that they're not, maybe not, in fact, probably not aware of?
Or people who are doing extremely well on the surface, meaning, as we're judged in this culture, that they're super rich, but they're miserable human beings.
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm. Every single attribute of our human experience has a karmic propensity to it. If you think about the burning bush, there was no persona outside of I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's from that purity that everything becomes possible. I wrote a book about that, Personal Power Fundamentals, and it directly talks about your ability to be powerful and your karmic imprinting and how those two play off of each other. If we have a patterned behavior or condition at all in our human experience, that's a karmic propensity. That's karmic momentum in and of itself.
Yeah. So I can hear minds turning out there as they're driving to work going, okay, so how do we, you know, how did you get there? I mean, how do we start becoming, you know, pure in this sense that we're talking about energetically, et cetera?
Well, now we're talking about my book, Personal Power Fundamentals, but karmic imprinting is when we take energy from the moment. If there's some aspect about the moment that we disown, that we push away, that we create a posture with, and we're not fully present in the moment, our subconscious is like this energetic storage tank. Everything that we deny or reject about reality gets pushed into our subconscious and becomes a karmic momentum or a karmic propensity.
Mm-hmm.
And until we clean out our subconscious, we're going to have karmic reactions. And reactions create the same result. And so if you're experiencing something in your life that you're tired of, that's a karmic lesson waiting for you to master it. And there's an energetic component of that stored in your subconscious, or you would not be experiencing it in your human experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let me back it up just a moment, Les, so we get really clear here what you just said. And what you were saying is, in the moment, if we're not experiencing the moment as it is, in other words,
that's right,
if we're in denial of what's happening or judging or rejecting or criticizing what's happening because we don't want it to be that way, but yet it is, we've just created some karma, correct?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Your relationship with creation is your relationship with all of creation. All of creation.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what somebody has created and you label it blasphemy or evil or wrong or sin, you're tainting the power of being able to create anything. If you start to posture with all that is as it is right now, unconditional love, the archangels, the big-ass deity, Mm-hmm. Unconditional love says, as you wish. Mm-hmm. I am that I am. Mm-hmm. There's no posture whatsoever, because if there was posture, that would create a standing wave of denial of the truth of potential, of the truth of the power of creation. You can't criticize one aspect of creation and fully embody the totality of creation at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, one of the corollaries here for folks to understand just how important this is things like in a relationship, when something comes up and you think it's the other person's fault, and that's your posture. The realization is it's got to exist within you. Otherwise, you wouldn't see it in another person. So,
sure.
And that awareness helps you to start going down the road of forgiving yourself
and purifying that,
right.
Yes, that particular, yes. And we're certainly getting a great example of it today in our politics, Les.
What a wonderful opportunity for growth.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and that's really, we feel, why it's the way it is because we're all being on a grand scale now given this opportunity to see for ourselves what we've participated in creating, yep. And we can clear a tremendous amount of karmic imprinting, if we pay attention to what's going on and not be in resistance of it, but learning for ourselves what part of that is lying within each and every one of us.
Yeah, I think it's a great confusion when people talk about karma. They think, oh, okay, well, it's like two lifetimes ago I beat somebody up and now I just got hit over the head.
It's all happening
now. Yeah, exactly.
It's all well, folks, the book again is Forgiven Sinner, God's Last Savior by Les Jensen. It's an amazing read, a lot of great concepts in there that really ring true. Again, you can go to our website, conscioustalk.net, click on Les's name, the book shows up, click on the book, and you can purchase it right from amazon.com. So Les, thank you so much for being with us here today and for bringing your love, compassion, and great wisdom to all of us.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody, you can go to lesjensen.com to learn about him. You can also go to newhumanliving.com and check out his radio show.
Yes, and thank you again, Les. Really appreciate you. And folks, we appreciate you too. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50%. 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.